Jeez.
Oh man, it's not good. It's not a good feeling. It's not acceptable. You know, we have to be better. We have to get better. And if we don't, you know, we're going to keep feeling like this, and that's not what we want for our fans. It's not what we want for our team or organization. Everyone deserves better, and we got to give it to them.
Is it kind of a microcosm of how this year is going? You know, Westing especially kind of mirrors kind of what's going on with this team right now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you at the end. Yeah, I mean, it's come down to the end, and we have not made plays. We have not done what we need to do to win the games, and you know, that's pretty much how our year has been. We haven't done enough, and it's all in the little details of everyone's assignment. You know, like I said, we win and lose as a team, but you can always put it on me.
On the last interception?
Yes.
Away from you a little bit, or what happened on the last
break? No, they were playing just man coverage, so I went with, you know, our one-on-one to our ex. It was a slant, and yes, we didn't make the play.
There's no offense, defense, special teams have been a loss. You said you can take it as a group, but when the defense plays so well,
yeah,
it's that offense. I'm sure you, as a group, offensively, you feel, you know, we gotta, you know, after two turnovers, not
yes,
have two turnovers ourselves.
There's no doubt about it, because you know, we don't. I don't sit in the defensive meetings. They don't sit in ours. You know, and it's kind of been, you know, we've taken turns this year as a team. And so, you know, everyone should feel sick right now. We lost. And especially on, you know, in our side of the things, we didn't do well enough in the second half to win the game. And, you know, they played well. Defense played well. They kept, you know, getting us the ball back and doing things like that. So, you know, I love those guys, and they did a good job. And just looking at us in our room, we have to be better moving forward. We have one more game this year to go out and do it, and then we got to come out fighting.
That slug around, slant go to Amari. It looked like, imagine, based on certainly TD's reaction on the sideline, that that was something that you guys foresaw as being a possible opportunity based on film. What
yeah.
was that set up going into this game?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a play that we knew that we wanted to run. We knew, you know, that's one of those shots down the field that you hope you get the right coverage, and we did. And, you know, when you get the right coverage, you just try and put a good ball on him. And we were able to do that. And, you know, Coop ran a great route, made a good play after the catch.
How different, if at all, did it feel going into this game? You guys were officially out in D.C. I don't know, maybe from the young guys who haven't experienced something like this, mm-hmm. maybe expecting big things after last year, how did you see them kind of enter this one knowing there wasn't a mathematical chance?
You know, I didn't see anybody, you know, in there before the game that was different. Or I thought we had a really good week of practice, to be honest with you, too. You know, so... you know, when those kind of things are happening, it's in the details, it's in the little things, it's in, you know, we gotta, you know, is there little things that each man in the mirror has to look at themselves and say, if we want to make this team better, what do I got to fix? And I know that I will. I've done that since I got here, and I will always do that. You know, I will always continue to look at myself first and try and fix what I can fix, and then try and help those that need some help along the way. Not good enough. We lost.
There was, it seemed like there was more sets you guys were using with maybe two or three tight ends, bigger, like jumbo sets.
Yeah.
Was that part of the game plan coming in just to kind of try to punish the ball in the field?
Yeah, that was the plan all week. You know, we knew, you know, that was something that we wanted to do. That was the kind of game that it had to be. You know, we knew that coming in. Coach laid out a plan for us and said, hey, this is what we want to do. And, you know, that's how we went about it.
It's always evolved with different situations in the game. How much has it changed things from a personnel standpoint when it all went down? It seemed pretty clear early on that he was part of this thing going into the game.
Yeah, he was a big part. And we always have a plan. So, you know, someone gets hurt or needs a shoelace, whatever it is, you have a plan. So Farrell got a lot of action, you know, and without, you know, I'm turning around handing the ball off, so I don't know how well he did and those kind of things, but for how well we were able to run the ball at times, I think he did a good job.
You guys talked recently about letting it rip. That was the new
yeah.
Is that hard to do tonight because of the matchup and the weather, or what was the deal tonight as far as tonight?
Yep. Yeah, so obviously, once we hit the first one, they weren't going to, you know, let us have another one. You know, especially when you hit a big play like that and tie the ball game up. You know, it kind of just sends a shock into them. So they were able to, you know, try their best to take those kind of things away. And we had a few other opportunities, you know, where I was, you know, getting ready to throw it. And I had to throw it a little early because you know, I got hit on a couple, which is fine. That's part of it. But you know, we had a couple opportunities, but for the most part, they tried to do a good job of staying on top after that.
This might be a tough one for you to answer, but this offense has had 7 lost fumbles this season.
Yeah.
On plays of which you've already completed the pass, just after the catch, just lost fumbles to come at critical times. Jalen was in the red zone. Seth was in the red zone in New England, against New England.
Yeah.
I don't know what there is to say about the phenomenon. You guys had 0 last year.
Yeah.
7 this year.
Yeah.
But they've been killers at critical times.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it obviously hurts us. Anytime you give the ball to the other team, it hurts. And today, you know, when we turned it over, our defense again did a great job of getting it for us back. You know, and then, you know, they did a good job of holding at the end and, you know, hoping they'd miss a field goal, you know. But we got to help them out. You know, they did a good job. But, again, it's a team game, so no one should be feeling good. You know, we lost, and we've won a lot of games as a team, but we lost tonight as a team.
Any more for Derek?
Yeah. Taking a step back this year, the team's taking a step back this year. How do you turn that into 2 steps going forward?
Yeah, well, you got to work hard. You know, when it gets tough, you know, I can get cliche on you, but I won't. You know, you just – when things get tough, a lot of people point fingers. And I've tried my best, you know, every single time to sit up here and be a man and just take it. And that's who I am. That's how I was raised. And I'll always be that way. So when it gets hard, I fight. You know, nothing's going to change. You know, hopefully the results change. But, you know, I'm going to keep fighting. You know, I've been 0-10. I've been at sucky situations. I've been in hard times. And more so in life than football, to be honest with you. And, you know, we're going to come out of this. And, you know, and people will look back on it and just be like, wow, what happened, you know, kind of a thing. But there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to work my tail off like I always do, correct the things I need to correct, and move forward.
This season isn't over yet, a couple games left, but with everything that's kind of happened this year, how do you turn this as a group, not individually, but as a group, into something constructive moving forward?
Well, you know, we can look at the good times that we had, obviously a year ago. We can look at the hard times that we had this year. And you sit back and you lay out the plan and you say, what was different? And, you know, at the end of the day, that's a after action kind of report kind of thing. You know, right now we're so focused on finishing the season well. You know, we're not trying to lose the games. We're not trying to do wrong. No one in there is trying to do the wrong things. But at the end, you know, after you know, we play the Chargers, you got to sit back and look at it and say, what was different? You know, what did we do different? You know, what were changes on the team that you know somehow some way that we did you know wrong? And so those are things that coaches and them will get into. Right now we have to get ready for the Chargers. We're gonna go down there. I expect it you know to be a you know our crowd to show up like they always do for us when we head south, and we have to get a win to finish the season. Yeah.
The slogan route that hit off overall, what did you think of your game plan going into this one?
Oh, like I said, we had a good week of practice against their looks. Now, you know, when you go out there, you got to compete now. You know, you got to go play against them and beat them. And, you know, we didn't beat them enough. You know, they beat us more than we did. But I thought that our guys, we executed the plan the best that we could. And, you know, it wasn't enough. But I definitely felt comfortable going into the plan knowing, hey, we're going to try and, you know, get big boy ball and run the ball at them. And I thought we did a good job. And then when we had times to hit the shots, obviously we hit the one to Coop. And you want to hit a couple more, but we didn't.
Thank you.